Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. So a lot of big news came down the line yesterday regarding allegations of fraud at Bank of America. Here's the first one. The Securities and Exchange Commission announced a new settlement with B of A, and the attorney general in the company's home state of North Carolina also announced a new settlement. But New York Attorney General Andrew Cuomo filed new charges of fraud against both the bank, Bank of America, and two of its former chief executives. Here with details now, we have Louise Story, finance and business reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Louise, there was a lot of news coming out about B of A. Maybe you can give us the rundown to help us understand what happened.
Good morning. Yes, it was kind of like all these different agencies were just racing each other to make announcements. You know, we're sitting there, and first, Attorney General Andrew Cuomo from New York, who's been investigating for the bank, said he had filed charges. You know, you've heard a lot about his investigation because there have been leaks of some of the different testimony he's taken, but these were the first charges. And he's filing the charges under the Martin Act, which gives the Attorney General of New York very big powers over securities investigations. And what he's accusing the bank of is not disclosing the losses at Merrill Lynch, which Bank of America bought at the height of the financial crisis before that deal closed. Merrill Lynch just fell apart. It was bleeding money, and Bank of America kept that a secret from their shareholders even when they voted on the deal. So he did that. At the same time, you're right, the SEC, which had a major case running against the bank, settled it. And if you recall from last August, the SEC already settled something with the bank, and a judge threw that out. Do you remember this? I mean,
right, it was like,
this never happened. The SEC and the bank were going to just kind of wipe their hands of this thing really fast, and a judge threw the settlement out. So this is a much larger settlement, but it'll have to go back to that same
judge. You can't do this. You can't just make this quick settlement.
That's right.
These issues are
too
large.
The judge was very critical. His name is Jed Rakoff. He's in New York. He's very well known for kind of taking maverick views, and he said this fine, it was $33 million. It's too small. So this time around, the fine is $150 million. And he said, why aren't you pointing the finger at executives? This time around, the SEC has not done that. So that may still bother him. And they'll go before the judge on Monday, and he may or may not approve this one.
And that's what a lot of people are saying, that is because there's no indictments of CEOs or executives from the bank, he may throw out this settlement as well.
It's hard to know. But when you look at Attorney General Cuomo's case, there are very clearly our fingers pointed in particular at Ken Lewis, who was the CEO of Bank of America till he retired at the beginning of this year, and at Joe Price. And I will tell you, when you read this 90-page complaint, it's pretty damning in particular for Joe Price. There's a lot more in there about him. It says that he did not tell Bank of America's own lawyers how bad the losses were. So when the lawyers were giving him advice on whether to disclose the lawyers, he was obscuring from them, according to the complaint, how bad it was. And in fact, there's a scene in there where Joe Price, the former CFO, is sitting there with his deputies, and one of his deputies says to him, Joe, I don't want to be talking to you through a sheet of glass. You know, meaning like right. In jail.
Yeah, okay. Wow. Louise Story, we're definitely going to have to be following how this goes and whether this results in a real trial against these executives. Louise Story, business and finance reporter for The New York Times. Coming up, we'll be talking to soul legend Bill Withers. We're also asking you today, I wonder if there's people in your life that you feel like you're too polarized to even have a conversation with them. Not necessarily just on politics, but maybe even on food. How do you get over these polarized opinions? 877-8-MY-TAKE or
my
take at the takeaway.org.
I can't talk to you anymore, Celeste.